We've been learning the past few weeks the sugya of Eim Avatlan Itzan HaChavchila. The Mokah is a Mishnah in Trumas, Perikei, Mishnah Tes, and the sugya in Bey, the Talmud in Bey. It means that the halacha, Bittul Beroiv, that Issa that falls into the head is Bittul Beroiv or Bittul Beshishim, that's only if it happens by itself, or if it happens by Shegei. But HaChavchila, the Kavana, the Mezid, is an Issa, it's Asa to be Mavatl something. You can not just take a piece of the veil or something else and add on to it, shisha to mevatel it. It's interesting, it's actually a machlokes rishonim if this is the rice of the rabbanon. Pasha, I think everyone thinks it's a nis of the rabbanon, but we have the mock in the Torah that there should be a nis of the rice to mevatel and chachila. But there is a rive cheetah, the rive, the Beis Yosef brings it down, the Ran in Chulin, Per Gedanasha brings it down, says, Asa Medaraisa, Minatoya, to take something Asa, and to be Vatal Baroiv, you're over in Issa Daraisa. We won't go into the whole, where the Makkah in the Torah is, but the Makkah is the Pasha of Zorah B'Shela. In the Torah HaNazir, the carbon aisle of the Nazir, the carbon shlomen, when they cook the Zerub Shaila, it comes out from the Gemara and Chulin, that's the Chesson and Bez. And Bemis Rashi also seems to say it. Rashi seems to say Beferish and Chulin, the Chesson and Bez also, that's Osman and Atayr to Mavatl and Nisach Abchila. So we're dealing here with possibly Nisach the rights also, not just Nisach. But Rabbi Shem do hold it's Osman Daban. The main thing we've been learning the past few weeks is the Rajba Shita. The Rajba Shita is that this is to Mavatl. An Issa Chachinah is only by an Issa Deraisa, or an Issa Derabanan that's Be'en. But an Issa Derabanan that started to be Nisarev, that it fell into some Heta, but it just wasn't enough to be Mevatulut, then you're allowed to be Marble of to be Mevatulut. There's no Issa to be Mevatulut. And other Yishenim there are, another Yishenim Achaylech. They hold even Issa Derabanan that started to be Nisbatul, you're not allowed to go bite them be Mevatulut. The same problem, in Mevatul Issa Chachinah. So, just wanted to go over the muck of this. What was?
Everybody across the board holds that if it's Issa Derabanan starting in Alav Mivatlan, if it already started having a bittul.
If the Issa Derabanan is be'en is on its own, then
it's on its own, then
there's no heta.
So right. Tosfos is the kasha over there from Trumah Derabanan. Over there, it's also started a bittul. I took from Tosfos much nothing.
I have to see Tesis. So, okay, let's say over the Gemara first. You're with the Gemara. Let's see over the Gemara.
The Gemara doesn't say that it was other wood there.
That's right. But the Shenim learned that that's the case of the Gemara. That's the case. Let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara said again, in Bayit Aftalam of Bayis, Amr of Masna, Eitzim Shenoshim and Adekel, Sechatana, Beyamtif, Mabale, Meitzim, Mechadim, Masikim. The din is, we know that on Yom Tov, Melachas Eichel Nefesh is mutter. It's mutter to cook on Yom Tov, it's mutter to make a fire in Yom Tov. We don't start a new fire, we don't do Noilad, but we can be Malik Min Elaneh. We can take from an existing fire and add on to, and create an add to another fire, and make another fire from that. So, but there is an Issa Muksa on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there is an Issa Muksa. So, in the times of the Gemara, they used to cook in the Tana with Pasha firewood. They would put wood in the fire, light it from a candle, from existing fire, and start a fire, and heat up the oven, and cook on Yom Tov. But what they had to make sure was that they had Eitzim Mukhanim. They had to make sure they had wood that was not Muksa. They had to make sure they had wood that was Mukhan for fire. If it was ready to use on Yom Tov, for Malachas Echon Nefesh, it's not Muksa. But if you had Mamashal wood that's used for building, 2x4s, expensive beams, and you decide you want to use it now for fire, we're not allowed to do that. That's Muksa. Another partial case of Muksa would be a tree that's Mechuba. You cannot cut off wood from a mechuba tree. The tree, because cutting off wood is not a malchus chanefesh. And so, even if the wood falls off the tree, even if a branch falls off the tree, that would be muksa. So the Gemara talks about a case that there was a tree right on top of a tana, right on top of an oven, and a branch, a piece of wood, fell off the tree on Yom Tov, right into the tana. Are you allowed to light that? So this is halacha, but muksa is not only this a tiltal, it's not only this to move it. Even if it fell already into the oven, and you don't have to move the wood, you just have to take a fire and light it, you're not allowed to do that either. Because part of the is of muksa is to use muksa. Muksa is also to use even if you're not going to move it, so you won't be able to light that wood either. The wood that fell off the tree on Yom Tov is muksa, it's not mukhin, you won't be able to light that either. And to pull it out, like you can't pull it out either, it's muksa.
Yeah.
It's muksa, right. I have to see it again. All right, now I'm just saying the Gemara to get to the Rashba. So the Gemara says what Eitz is ma'abolim Eitz mechonim asikim. What you can do is just eat. If you have more prepared firewood that's not muksa, just eat on and be mevatel the muksa. Muksa can also be bottle broiv. Make sure it's roiv Mochen, and that'll be Mavatul Muksa, and then you can light the fire. So the Gemara is the Kasha, Vakam Vatul Yisur Lachachila, but it's not named Mavatul Yisachachila. The Gemara is, how could you be Mavatul Muksa Chachila? We have a Locha, you cannot be Mavatul any Yisur, that includes Muksa, you're not going to be Mavatul Yisachachila. So the Gemara answers, how do you mean to be the Raisa? That's only when we're talking about Nisa the Raisa. However, the Rabbanim of Atlin, but Nisa the Rabbanim, you can be Mavatul. And over here, we're talking about Muksa, which is the Rabbanim, you're not even Mavatul, this is the Muksa. So Poshit, this Gemara is saying, like Abitri said, is saying any Rabbanim. So you have Nisa the Rabbanim, you're not even Mavatul. But the Rishonim learned that it's talking about that the Muksa fell into a Tana which had already some Mukhan in it, Eitz Mukhanim. So we always see from this Gemara a case where the Muksa is not the end. But the Isra Bun is not banned. The Isra Bun was already fell into this, it just wasn't enough to be bottled. So that the Gemara is saying, you're not to be marble of the Vatli. But Al Kaponim, we have a Fairish Gemara here like the Rajba. The Gemara seems to be saying the Fairish that by an Isra Bun that fell into Tatuvis, you're now to be marble of the Vatli. There's no problem, baby Vatli is a Chavila. But the Gemara does go right then. The Gemara is another Kasha. The Gemara is, the Gemara Vashi, Dama, Kodav, Shishimatiri, and a finger with the Bun, like bottle, Michael, and Mema. The Gemara says, "Kasha, this is the muksa, a whole different kasha. It's a chayit of a sheshem atir." And so, halacha we learned recently that anything which has a het, which will have a het on its own, you're not saying mecham bittel. We gave examples. One of the classical examples is the darim. First, makes a neder not to eat an apple, and that apple falls into roig. We tell him, "Don't be semach." Even though normally it should be about the roig, we tell him, "Don't be semach on roig." Because you could wait and be sure on your nether. You could be matir nether. If you have a different way to be matir it, don't be semach and roiv. Another case, he said, was according to some Rishonim, chametz of Pesach. If chametz on Pesach is not bottled, the reason is because it's davar sheyesh matirin. Don't rely on bittel to be matir the chametz. Just wait till after Pesach when the issur d'oraisa will be off. And so anything that has a het, we don't rely on bittel. We said that it's Machalikus Rishonim, what the reason is the Ran and the Dharm has this whole reason, and the more posher reason is Rashi and Bey. Rashi Bey says the reason is because Asher Techon Lebeis is Techon Lebehetta. Before you say Machon Bittel, better use regular Hetta. So Gemara is here also. How are you allowed to be Mavatel? Why does it help to be Mavatel? This Muksa is Yeshua material. Wait till tomorrow. So after Yom Tov, after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. Wait after Yom Tov and it'll be Chol. And it'll be Mut anyway. Then for the Gemara, Hani Min Hechad Yisun Yisur Be'enei. That's this whole locha, the Rosh Hashem Matir is not bottle, is only by an Issa that remains. Hocha Mikla Kol Yisura. Over here, the Issa gets destroyed. This is a very interesting svar. And it's a very unique svar. And this is the only place we have it. There's a Kula by Bittel, by Yizach, which is Mikla Kol. Mikla Kol means the Issa gets destroyed before you have enough of it. Fire, the way it works is, and not everybody realizes it, but when you see wood burning, when you see fire, you think the wood that is burning now. It's not true. The fire is from the wood that was already destroyed. Every second, there's no fire, because every second more wood is destroyed. But the actual fire is not from the wood that remains. The actual fire is wood that was destroyed. Every second, as the wood disappears, that creates fire. The wood is constantly being eaten and constantly feeding the fire. But this is an interesting case. When you're having an off in the fire, there's no issa. There's no wood anymore. That fire is from wood that was already destroyed. And every second the fire continues, it's always from wood that was destroyed. So it's mikla koli. So when you're being nena from the issa is not here anymore. You're being nena from the split second after it disappears from the world.
The problem is that the issa is itself, not to be nena. And you're being metal to them to wood.
Well, Pasha, the problem here is being nena. Who says like that? Did you even see Rashi?
No, that's what I found.
Okay. Maybe it's a little bit different, but that's the cool Mikkel Kali. Definitely, this is being destroyed as you're being nana from it. You're not supposed to use Muksa. You're supposed to use Muksa. That's supposed to use Muksa. You're using it. Okay, but the Mikkel Kongi is only a hetta, is only a kula in Davish Hashematirim, basically. That's what the Gemara is saying. But again, Bittel. So Gemara is answering, normally Davish Hashematirim, we're machmir, that we don't rely on Bittel. But something which is Mikkel Kongi, you can rely on Bittel even to Davish Hashematirim. That's the Gemara. So Poshu, the Gemara again, is asking two separate kashas. The Gemara is saying that you can be Mavatel, the Muksa, and hetta. If you already got mixed up, you can have the Muksa and Hetta. The Gemara has two kashas. One kasha Gemara is the Eim Vatlin is a Chabchila. And the second kasha Gemara is the Sevesh Hashem Atirin. And the Chayyim Gemara is saying two separate terutzim. On the first kasha of Eim Vatlan and Sechat Chayyim, the Gemara is answering, since it's only the Rabbanon, and it already started with Terubis, there's no problem. It's Mutter Tim Vatlan Chayyim. And on the second kasha, it's Davish Hashimatirin, the Gemara is giving a different terutzim, it's Mikl Koli. That's how the Rajbun learns. These are two separate terutzim, and the second terutzim, Mikl Koli, does not negate the first kasha. And anything which is an Isra Rabbanon, as long as it started to be a Sarab, is Mutter. But the Ra'ah and other Rishim don't learn that way. The Ra'ah learns the second test is also going on the first kasha also. The only time it's mutta to be mevatel chachinah, it is to the Rabbanon that started with Arubis, is if it's mikla kali. So it would only be this one case of firewood. It would not apply to all other Yisra Rabbanon. According to the Rajba, any Yisra Rabbanon that falls into Hetta and is not enough to be mevatel, you can be mevatel. But according to the Ra'ah, it's only this specific case of firewood which is mikla kali. Which was muksa. That'll be nafkamina. The Rosh also learns that way, like the Ra. The Rajba, by the way, is in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. It's not in Chazushim. I'm sorry, it's in Teres Habayis. It's in Sefer Teres Habayis. Difference is the Sefer and Rajba. And he asked on the Ra'ah, which is in Bedek Habayis, he asked the Chayra, at that point of the Gemara, when the Gemara said, yes, it's kasha for Dorosh Hashematiri, and the Gemara didn't know yet the Teretz of Mikla Kali. So if the Gemara didn't know yet the Teretz of Mikla Kali, why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha right away on the first kasha? Why was the Gemara finished with the first kasha? It should have said, when the Gemara asked the first kasha, that Hakki Vatlan Chachila, the Gemara answered, well, it's only Nisr Darabonon, and it was Hiskel B'Taruvus. But why didn't the Gemara ask? That's also Asa. Even Nisr Darabonon is also not allowed to be Mabatel. And the Gemara should have had an answer, no, it's Mikla Kali. They wanted to tell us it's Mikla Kali. It's Mashma, at that point, it was a Hetta without Mikla Kali. So the other Rishonim, the Kabbalah Nisanel, he wants to answer for the other Rishonim that they'll learn that the Gemara didn't know this, that it was Mikla Kali. The Gemara knew this. But the Gemara thought at that point that Mikla Kali is only a Kula bin Ageya, Eim Avatlan, and Sachachila. The Gemara did not know it was a Kula in Davish Hashematirin. So that's why the Gemara knew it was Mikla Kali, and that's what the Gemara meant why it's Mutter to be Mevatel Nisr Rabbanon. But again, it's only by saying Mikla Kali. But then the Gemara asked, "I Davar Sheshematir," and the Gemara did not know that Mikla Kali was a kula for that. And the Gemara answered, "No, it's Mikla Kali, meaning that it's a kula for Davar Sheshematir also." But Akapanim, this is our Machlokes Rishonim. How Pashut Pshat? How to read this Gemara? If the Teretz of Mikla Kali goes on the first Teretz also, or it was only on the second Kasha? And the Nafkamin is this a Hetta across the board, like the Rajba holds on any Yisra Rabbanon? You have a Hetta to be Vatlan Chachinga when it already started? Or is it only been a Gaya, something which is Mikla Kali, which like this case of Muksa firewood? The Machab of Paskins like the Rajba, there are more Paskins like the Rosh and the Ra'ah. But the Taz brings down that the Amshash, that normally the Minigashana is following the Ramah, but the Taz Paskins like the Rajba also. Taz says the reason is because the Amshash Shleima Paskins like Ischonuk and the Ramah, he Paskins like the Rajba, and he tainis very Vishenim home like the Rajba. They're going to do like the Rajba, which is really more Pashut Pshat the Gemara, and that's where it has Paskins like the Rajba. So that brings us to what we were learning last week. We were learning the Kivega Shaila. The Kivega had a Shaila about Shuman Abzush and Ishtagil Miyamim without Malicha. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that Basa that was not Nimlach was not salted within 3 days, he cannot be Melech, he cannot salt it. But so the period had a shayla. Someone asked him. It was a butcher who had a big barrel of shumin. In those days, he used to sell it, the schmaltz, the fat of the ducks. And it was more than 3 days. He didn't do malicha. And it was a hefsam meruba. What could he do? So we went through the Mekivega, had different studs to be mati. And at the end, the Mekivega wants to be mati based on makom hefsam meruba. He wants to be semach on the shrashba. The reason is because the taz paskins also like the rashba. Just be marble of levatli. Take a lot of other shumin that you did do malicha on already, and be mevatel the shuman that you did not do malicha. But I just wanted to add something that we didn't explain last week. The Kvega doesn't just say to take this shuman that's full of blood and just be mevatel it, and just add on to it shishim times against the blood, more shuman. Kvega does say, before you do that, take this shuman and do malicha on it. Even though it's after 3 days, the first step is do malicha. That's for two reasons. First reason is because this whole halacha it's not even a banan. This is chum sagoinim. This whole halacha that basta shalim nimlach kimayam, basta that was shechted and you waited more than 3 days and you did not salt it. The whole thing is a chum sagoinim. The goinim is not medina the gemara. The goinim and the tkufa before the rishonim, they made this chumra that the dam is going to get dried up. It gets dried up and it doesn't come out good malicha after 3 days. But it doesn't mean it's definitely not going to come out with Malicha. It is possible that Malicha will work. So Chum of the Gainan, that maybe the dam got dried up and it won't come out. So that's what Bikiriga does say, of course, do Malicha on it first. You know, see after 3 days, because maybe it will work. That's the first reason. And the second reason is, the Kirege brings down the Shavus Yaakov. It's interesting, Shavus Yaakov, one of the early Achrayim, the Kirege brings down, that says that this whole Chumr of the Goyim, this whole Halach and Shulchan Aruch is Dafgan Basa, it doesn't apply to Shuman to begin with. The Shavus Yaakov wants to tell you, Shuman, if you look at it after 3 days, it's not dry. Basa, meat, if you shecht it, it's fresh. The first day is fresh meat. And if you leave it for 3 days, it gets a little bit hard. And that's what we say, the blood inside it gets dried out also. And you cannot... And the Malicha may not pull it out now. It's too dry to pull it out. Of a Shuman, time of the Shavus Yaakov, the Chush is made. Just look at it. It's moist. It's wet. It doesn't dry up. There's no reason to think that the blood in it dried up either. Time of the Shavus Yaakov, this whole halacha, and he's even medayek. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Goyim that Basa Shishnishtah Gimliyam. Stachka Basa, which you waited 3 days, you cannot do Malicha on. But Shuman, you can do Malicha on. So the Kivyega does say, so that's another het. If you want to be Semach on the Shavus Yaakov, do Malicha first. First of all, maybe the Malicha will work. No one said it's 100% that it will not work. It's definitely Malicha. And second of all, according to Shavus Yaakov, Malicha definitely helps beforehand. And on top of that, be Mavatl like the Rashba. This is just a...
Doesn't it make it worse when Malicha last week? Because now you're making the time come out. Before it was living, now you're doing it.
Well, if you make it come out, if you do Malicha properly, it's gone. I mean, you do Malicha and then you wash it off.
But that's not going to Shavus Yaakov.
Right. You're
not begging. You made it worse.
No, at the case. Right, right, but whatever comes out is not going to stay. Whatever comes out is washed off afterwards. Malicha is. Right, that's right. The Shuman?
Yeah.
It wasn't made. You're going to cook it. Are you going with the other head of the Kivega? That was the whole beginning, and that was Kivega's Chakir, and he had no riot to it. He had no riot. That was other Shana. Can you do Bittul on something? Can you battle Chakir on something which has no Shem Issa yet? That was the other one. He didn't want to rely on that because every riot he brought, he slugged up. So. What's the Shishim Matir and why? If you have that's not called the Shishim Matir. You want to cook it. I just wanted to also point out, it's interesting that this Shuv's Kivega that we're learning is similar to Lamaches, but in the Sefer Vayta, Simim Dalad, is a very short Shuva. Somebody asked the Kivega in a whole separate Shaila, can you be Simach on the Shuv's Yaakov about Shuman? Shuman that was not Nimlach 3 days, can you be Simach on the Shuv's Yaakov? Shuv's Yaakov says you can do Malicha after 3 days. And the Kivega very stark says no. He says, we don't pass like the Shavus Yaakov, the Prima Godim is chanak on him. He writes, maybe who the Tzayik Allah, maybe who the scream, shrite of the Shavus Yaakov. And he says, there's no mocha for the Shavus Yaakov, and he's very shaf, he passes not like the Shavus Yaakov. And over here, we see he's using the Shavus Yaakov. But it's not shver, because the Teretz is, that's the derech of the Chuvus Gadol Yachrayim. You find they always add an extra sniff to be matir. Even things you don't pass like, before you're being matir, You want to be more comfortable with your hetzah, so the Achrayim like to give many reasons for the hetzah. Like over here, the Kivyeg is saying, first of all, do Malicha. Maybe Malicha will help even after 3 days, because it's only a Chumash Agayinim. Second of all, he has a sniff. We have the Shavus Yaakov also, just as something else. So his main hetzah is based on the Rashba. That's his main hetzah, that you be Mabo of Levatla. You're allowed to be Mabo, and it's to Mabo, the Yisach Achim, because only Yisach Bonan, but he is on a sniff, this Shavus Yaakov. I just want to say over Shlomo Meisel, my Zeder of Shurkin, in his neighborhood there was a certain butcher who was actually a chicken processing plant that the head of Shaila came up. They noticed they knew the Sheikha. The Sheikha was the Al-Khayyid, a good Sheikha, it was no problem, and the Baal Bosa of the chicken processing plant was also Al-Khayyid. He did everything properly, Malicha he did properly. But one thing he used to do, for some reason, he used to do Malicha on the chicken, he used to leave the kukulin inside. The kukulin is what they call pupuklach, the gizzard. And the gizzard, he used to leave it inside the chicken, and he would do Malicha the way we mentioned last time, that he'd do on both sides completely Malicha. But the kukulin that was inside, it's like a piece of meat that was stuck inside. The chayr, the malicha, like we said last time, malicha doesn't make a difference how thick the piece of meat is. It doesn't make a difference how big the chicken is. You do malicha on both sides completely, and it pulls out all the blood from the chicken. But the kukavin, which was stuck inside, which was left inside the stomach, is a chayr, a separate piece. The chayr, the malicha wasn't reaching that. And then this way the processing worked over there, if they finished the malicha, they would remove the kokovins and they would do malicha on it again. But for some reason they would wait 3 days. And this kokovin always ended up having malicha after 3 days from the shechita. Which is a chayish like halacha. We thought to have halacha in Shulchan Aruch, chum sagayinim, after the malicha, after 3 days. So I'm like, what's going on with this place? So my Zayda went to speak it over. There was a big rav in the neighborhood, in Brownsville. That was the Yiddish neighbor in those days. Shiva Chaim Berlin was there. That's where most of the Yidden lived in those days. And there's a big Rav Natalovich, Rav Benzim Natalovich. I don't know how much he's remembered, but he was considered in his time Mamash Gadol Adav, in the Gadol Adav. When he was young, he learned in the Kailo of Chaim Moshe. Chaim Moshe in Vilna had a Kailo, was known to be special to Milcham and Flaugim, and he was one of the Englai in that Kailo. And later, at the end of his life, he was a Rav in Brooklyn. So he went to speak it over to Rav Natalovich, and Rav Natalovich told my Zayda that we can make a Zayin because the Kokovin has Egen and Lachluchas. He says, a very moist piece of meat. It's not like all other meat. Even chicken gets dried out after 3 days. You leave it out. But the kokovin is a very moist piece of meat. Has egg and lachluchas. What?
That's like the
I get that. So this thing of a story that I always heard that told out to me. And so I said it's a hetan. So my Zayda then went over to another Adam Gadol, the famous Rav Moshe Rosen, also lived in the neighbor then. He's more well-known than Ezek HaKadosh. Right, he's also from the Goyni Yadah. And he told him over, you know, the Shire, and he told him over, Rav Natalovich said, the cookman had egg and al-chuchas, and you could be makel, and you could salt it after 3 days. So Moshe Rosen, in the incident back, this is a boich svar of a boich. A boich is an expression. It's a svar, a person says from his stomach, you know, without a mokka. It just says a svar. He was very sharp on him, and he made a joke out of a melitza that the kukavin itself is a baich. The kukavin is part of the name Ayim of the chicken, which is actually not the posh. The place to talk about what the kukavin is it considered in Hilchos Treifus, the halachas that apply to the name Ayim, and the whole Taz that talks about it, is the kukavin part of the name Ayim? But Agaponim is close enough, it's like the baich. So he says, it's a baich for a baich. He didn't like it. So now that we're learning the Indian, like Abeli is saying, we can understand it a little bit. L'chayyeh, this Rav Natalovich wasn't saying Stam Abaych Svar. Maybe he had in mind that this is similar to the Shus Yaakov by Shuman. That just like the Shus Yaakov says, Shuman remains moist, and that you don't have, that you're allowed to be the Malicha after 3 days. Maybe he meant it by Kokovin also. And Rav Moshe Rosen, that Hatayna Sahim didn't like his Svar. Could be he also the Shus Yaakov. Maybe he meant that we don't pass like the Shus Yaakov, but maybe he meant you can't go compare the Kokovin to the Shuman. The Shus Yaakov says it on the Shuman. You can't say on your own to go compare a new piece of meat to Shuman. But that's interesting. It seemed to be machloikus from those Gedolei Yadar at that time about the Kokovin. If you could do Malichi after 3 days. Also a little bit interesting, if you look in Leib Yehuda, where he writes, the Shus Yaakov is het, the Shus Yaakov says the Shuman is moist, so you can do Malich after 3 days. Then Leib Yehuda has a Lashon over there. He says he calls it Svarish of Keres. He calls it, which is a Beisvar. So I was always wondering how far back this Lashon of Beisvar goes, but I see it goes back at least 200 years. So it could be, Moshe Rosen, maybe he had in mind also, he knew Leib Yehuda, Svarish of Keres is a Beisvar. Anyway, so it could be, it's all part of the story. I just want to go back also to what a different inyan we were learning last week. Two weeks ago was the inyan Mechika B'Shem. This is the Mechika, the Shem Hashem. We mentioned that one of the Shem Hashem in the Mechokim, the Gemara says, is the Shem in Parsha Shemais. The Torah says, V'yem Moshe on Kim, Hini Nechi Bo, V'nei Yisrael, Moshe B'nei Yisrael, V'nei Yisrael, V'nei Yisrael, V'nei Yisrael, V'nei Yisrael, V'nei Yisrael, V'nei And they'll ask me, what's the Eivish's name? What should I say to them? V'yirma l'kima Moshe, ekiyah she'ekiyah. V'yirma k'yisam agav ne'yisul, ekiyah shachani aleichem. The Torah says, one of the shemes is ekiyah she'ekiyah. The shayla is, in the pasuk, it's a little bit unclear, what exactly is the shame? The beginning of the pasuk says a shem of three words, of three, about three tevis. It says the shem ekiyah she'ekiyah, three words to the name. But the end of the pasuk says, it sounds like the Shem is just the Shem Ekiyah alone, just the Shem Ekiyah. So the question is the Asher also part of the name? Is the second Ekiyah part of the name? Is it only Ekiyah? Yeah, the Shem Nafka mean is, are you allowed to erase the second, the letter Asher?
So then
it's a shame. It's a second.
What is it? It's a new
shame.
He told them a different
shame. So it's a whole different
shame? That's what the
Okay, Shayan's on the Asher. Okay. But this will be telling in two Gesalias in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos, Taka says, Elohein Shemeshen and Mchakim. These are the names that not, you cannot be Meichik, Kgoyim Kael, Elaka, Elakim, Elakechem, Ekiyesh, Ekiyesh. The Gemara says the full three words, Ekiyesh, Ekiyesh. The Gemara's Mashma, all three words is the shame. If you look at the Rambam, now, if you look at if you take out the old Rambam, we don't even have it here. Today we have only the Franco Rambam here in Beis Medrash, but at home I have a regular Rambam, the old print. The Rambam doesn't say the Shem Ekiyesh at all. Doesn't say it at all. I told this over to somebody, and he wanted to see it, and I pulled out the Rambam here on the shelf, and I see in the Franco Rambam, they did put in the Shem Ekiyesh. They changed it, and I couldn't, I thought, well, I'm making a mistake, and I went back to look at the regular Rambam. It's a little confusing, but the regular Rambam, it does not have the Shem Ekiyesh at all. But the Kesef Mishnah brings down then the Fus Venitzia, there was an old print before the Kesef Mishnah, the Fus Venitzia, where the Rambam had the Gesa, had the Shem Ekiyesh. And that's what I guess the Franco Rambam is doing today, which I don't know if it's right or wrong, but they're printing it now the way the Kesef Mishnah brings down from the Fus Venitzia. I guess that was the Ksav Yad, so they put the Shem Ekiyesh. But even in the Fus Venitzia, and even in this print of the Rambam, you only have one word, just the word Ekiyesh the Rambam brings down. The Kesef Mishnah says that Rambam and Stam had different gifts in the Gemara. That our gifts in the Gemara is all three words, Ekiyesh, Sheekiyah. And the Rambam's gifts was just the Shem Ekiyesh, just one word, Ekiyesh. So that'll be in Chorim Achoykes Gesoyis. According to Rambam, the Asher is not part of the name. But it's, someone showed me our Chava, Shmuel Gerlich, he showed me in the Sefer Chavtanos Asharon, he brings down from his Rebbe, Yermoshe Shapiro, who said he heard from the Biskarov himself, he heard from Biskarov, Murray Dicker writes this from the Tag Munkulis. So the Tag Munkulis, he says, if you look in the whole Torah in Chumash, the Tagim is always Matagim, the word Asher, di. Dalad Yod, di. In Aramish, the word Asher, that, he's Matagim to mean the word that, di. Except over here. In this Pasuk of Ekiyesh, Ekiyesh, he's not Matagim. The Matagim leaves it Ekiyesh, Ekiyesh. Why not? So Dr. Biskarov, it's a right that it's a Shem Be'etzim. It's not something to be Matagim. If Asher would not be part of the name, then the Tagim would also be Matagim with Diva. But the Tagim, you know, you could be Marv said many, many times, not be arguing on this, but the Biskarov says, look, every time you pay attention, Asher, he's always Matagim D, and here he's not. It's a raya that the word Asher is part of the Shem. This is a Sheltzu, a Shekel Dugma to what the Biskarov is saying is in El Yerabah, which Kvega mentions El Yerabah part of it, but the other part of El Yerabah, he has a different Shaila. The Shem Mokom, the place, Beis El, in Chumash, many times in Chumash Bereishis, we have Beis El, the Ovis, went to Beis El many times, in many Pesukim. Klet Del Yerabe is the El, in Beis El, is that Kodesh Ochel. Is it, does it mean like Beis Hashem, or is it a name of a place, Beis El? The Nafkamina is, are you going to be Moichagit? Nafkamina is, Pasha, when a Sefer writes it, does he have to be Mekadoshit? Does he have to have in mind, like all that's Kodesh Hashem, you have to write in Hashem Hashem? How do you write Beis El? So the Eliyahu Rabbi writes that he asked many seifim, when you write Beis El, you Mekadosh, and they all told him, no, we don't have in mind Azkara, we keep it as Chol. And the Eliyahu Rabbi wants to bring a right from a Tagum. Also, the Eliyahu Rabbi says, if you look in Tagum Unkelis, in the whole Torah, wherever it says the Shem Kael, the Shem Kodesh of Kael, the Tagum is a Metagum to Eloka. Except over here, wherever the Torah writes Beis El, he just writes Beis El. He doesn't write Beis Eloka. So the only rabbi brings it right from this also that Beisel is Choyl, not Kershon. That's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying that way. I'm not being careful because the only rabbi passes that way. I don't think a apostle would say the Torah. It probably would not be Toifus, it wouldn't be Chal. First thing is Meshagas that he writes the word of Chol, Shem Kodesh, is probably it's not Toifus. He didn't toif anything. Oh, over here. Right, the El Yerabah is what should he do, and he brings this beautiful Rebbe down. So I'm just saying too, similar to the Biskarov. But as Shugalara, on both of them, on the El Yerabah and the Biskarov, from another Tagum, in Pashat Bereishis. In Pashat Bereishis, when the Torah says, the Nahoris that went out, the four Nahoris that came out of Gan Eden, the four Nahoris, there was Fishon, Gichon, Chidekel, and Paras. And each one, the Tagim doesn't change the name. Fishon, he's Metagim Fishon, Gichon is Metagim Gichon, and Frost is Metagim Frost. But on the Pasuk of Hashem Hanor, Shlishi Chidekel, on the third Nahar of Chidekel, the Tagim is Metagim, Vashum Nahar Tlisor Diglas. He changes the name from Chidekel to Diglas. I think the reason is because that river came to be known by another name. It came to be known as Diglas. We find it many times in the Gemara. There's a Gemara at the end of Yivamis. Who gathered up of Diglas? Somebody drowned in Diglas. There's a whole Shang of an Aguna. And Diglas, the Targum is telling us, that's Chidekel. And he just, that's the more commonly known. It's known as Diglas. He's Metagmas to Diglas. But my Shugat Hash is, if the Torah be saying up as a Sipa Devarim about somebody that went to Chidekel, a story about someone that went to Chidekel, the Targum wants us to understand where that place is, he would tell us he went to Diglas. Just we should have frame of reference. We should know what we're talking about. But over here, the Torah is a Chari saying Hashem Be'etzem. The Torah is telling you the names of the Nahoris that came out of Eden. It's saying Hashem Be'etzem. If it's Hashem Be'etzem, Chidekel, how can you be Metagim that? The fact, according to the Elni Rava and the Biskei Rav, if something is Hashem Be'etzem, it's the name of something, it's a name, you're not Metagim that.
You're right anyway,
because it's Mishan. It's still Aura. Right. But this is just a Shidukasha Metagim. Okay, but just Shidukasha Aura. Over here you see Metagim is Metagim. Okay. And okay, just to finish up, according to the Rambam, that the main Shem is Eki, and L'chari Rambam's going, Rambam's Gisa, that the Shem is just Eki, he's going at the end of the Pasuk. But the end of the Pasuk says, Kaysam v'nei so Eki Shechani Aleichem. That's the end. But how would this Gisa learn the beginning of the Pasuk? He's saying it's a Chazar, how would he learn the beginning of the Pasuk? Eki Shechani Aleichem. But more Pashut, you will learn the beginning of the Pasuk is not really the Shem. The beginning of the Pasuk would be the way the Gemara dashens in Brachas Dates, the way Rashi Chumash brings down. It's the Eibush is just saying this drush of Eyei Yimam B'Tzorah Zoysa She Eyei Yimam B'Shibisha Malchias. That Shekia means I will be with you in this Golos, I will be with you in future Golos. But the other way, the Kash is a little bit more. According to Gis of our Gemara, that the Shem Hashem is all three names, Zekah She'ekia, so what changed at the end of the Pasuk? We just said Ekia. So it's like you're saying that the Torah is saying that Eki is also the Shem. Only one word from the Shem Hashem is Hashem, but all three are also the Shem. It could either be one word or three. But the Torah Nafkamin would be if somebody would write Ekiyesh Ekiyeh, it won't be in the Scottish until he finishes. When he finishes, it'll be in the Scottish. But if someone would just write Ekiyesh and stop right there, the Asher would not be the Shem because it's definitely not. It's either one word or three words, but it's not going to be two words. The Shem. So someone would just write Ekiyesh and the Torah the Asher alone will not be in the Scottish.